going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
You know, Sue, I don't do a lot of country bumps, not because I don't like country. Yesterday I used George Strait, and that was for
you
because you love George Strait. But this is Miranda Lambert. I love this song, Holy Water. And here's what I'd say to the audience, because I put all these Spotify lists together. I even had a friend of mine from Chicago that said that he was doing this the other day. If you just want a good blend of music, it could be some alternative classic rock, a little bit of country. If you pop on my bumper music list at the end of the show, I post it usually by just around 6 o'clock. On Spotify. You press that if you have that as your service, or just download the songs on your service, and I think you'll enjoy the mix, because it truly is a mix, and I have fun putting it together. So there you go, Miranda Lambert for today. Sue's News is coming up in about, I'd say, 15 minutes. I mentioned this yesterday. There was a great set of reporting in, there were like five different reporters who wrote about this Ukraine drone attack on Russia's bomber fleet on Sunday. They did a great job breaking it down. It reads like a movie script. I instantly thought of General Keith Kellogg, who's with us this afternoon, retired general, special presidential envoy to Ukraine, the author of War of Other by Other Means. General Kellogg, welcome back. How are you this afternoon? Great to have you back, by the way.
Mark, I'm good, and thanks for having me. It's always good to be with you. Thank you, sir.
So, I mentioned the story yesterday. I talked about it quite a bit, but this is pretty crazy what they were able to do. And they talk about this guy, Lieutenant General Vasyl Malyuk, and maybe that's not how you pronounce his name, but he's a guy who's only, you know, been in the military. He's got a career for 42 years, and he puts this project together, and they pull it off in amazing fashion, don't they?
Yeah. You know, Mark, remember, Malyuk is, he's Ukraine's equivalent of John Ratcliffe, their director of the CIA. Those two are like partners, and that's kind of his relationship. And he put it together. It took about a year and a half to do it. And you have to get the planning and where the targets are, what you're going to do, and then how you achieve it. So it was really fairly well done when you think about it. It's a pretty bold move. It's an audacious move. But, you know, every age has its own style of war. And right now, the style of war happens to be drones. And to do what he did, you know, let's take your hat off to him. Give him a lot of credit. That was not easily done. It was not easily planned. It was a tremendous execution. And, you know, they're good for them. You know, Zelensky said he didn't have a lot of cards. Well, he really does.
Well, apparently he does. But I want you to explain what happened here. Because when I was going over this yesterday and the way that the Wall Street Journal reported, look, you have bombers that launch a lot of the most powerful missiles. They operate well beyond the range of the air defense systems, right? So maybe 3,000 miles from Ukraine in some instances. So Malyuk comes up with this plan, and he goes in, and it's essentially like a Trojan horse situation, right? How did he do this?
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, well, what he did is when you look at the drones, they call them FPV, first point of view. When you best you launch them, you can either launch them like GPS coordinates on board the aircraft, or you can actually fly them, and you can fly them by using cell towers, or it's telephone lines, telephone cell towers. To do that, so that you can actually have pilots back in Kyiv flying the drones all the way in to the target. And they were able to put like a Trojan horse with the vehicles, and they built the system. So they were contract vehicles driven by Russians. They drove them like to a truck stop, and you see like truck stops all over America. Mm-hmm. You get a truck stop close to the airbase, park the vehicle, and then electronically you open the top of the vehicle and the drones fly out, and they were able to go target the aircraft.
And the drivers didn't know that they were in the trucks, right? They kind of are just doing their gig as a truck driver, but then all of a sudden the roofs of the wooden containers open and boom, they start, you know, dropping bombs on some of these air bases.
Yeah, they apparently the drivers didn't know anything about them. They were Russian drivers, Russian trucks, and they were contracted out. And any of the Ukrainians that were on part of the mission, they got back to Ukraine before the attack went on. So it was pretty, but you're right about a Trojan horse. That's exactly what they had.
One of the things that I think surprised me when I was reading the story yesterday, General Kellogg, is that the drones themselves cost about $2,000 each. That's kind of crazy when you think about the extent of the attack that they were able to pull off, isn't it?
Well, when you can consider drones doesn't cost that much, and you're taking out bombers that cost you $300-$500 million, it's a pretty significant cost trade-off. You got that. And here's what, and I know your audience would know this, is when you think about it, most of our kids, I know my two boys who've got drones, they fly them all the time when we're down at our beach house. So it's not that it's difficult to fly those drones. It's really not. And we've actually had drone pilots that do that in the Air Force. And that's what they do. They fly these drones, the big drones, and they attack targets. So it's not like, because that part of the sophistication isn't hard. It was the ability to put them together in a vehicle, transport vehicle, and move them to a location close, a truck stop close to an airbase.
So Ukraine says that they damaged 41 warplanes valued at $7 billion at four bases. The Wall Street Journal did great work here. They were showing some of the satellite imagery. They did indicate that some of the claims that the Ukrainians made were not necessarily something they can confirm yesterday or in the moment. Maybe by this time they have. But what's your assessment of how much damage was inflicted by these attacks, and why is it important in, you know, the context of this conflict?
Well, I think it's about 30% of their bomber fleet that they took out. And the issue that everybody needs to understand is you know, we have a nuclear triad, and so do the Russians. That are your bombers, your subs, and your missile fleets. And that was just, you know, the bombers are part of their nuclear triad. So 30% of their bomber fleet has been damaged. That's pretty significant. You think about that in the United States. What if we lost 30% of our B-1s and B-2s?
Yeah.
That would be in the B-52s. That would be pretty significant. So in that regard, it was a wake-up call to the Russians as well.
Yeah, but President Trump says he talks to Putin. He's talking about some of this stuff with Iran, which is very important in the whole scheme of the world, not just the countries between the United States and Russia. And he says, I got to respond to this. So in my mind, not being a military expert like you, I'm thinking, like you just offered the example, if that happened to us, well, we would strike ferociously and very quickly. Couldn't the Russians just respond and just squish them like a bug at this point or not?
I think what they're going to do is, I'm pretty sure you heard that when President Trump talks about it. I think you're going to have to put a retaliation in the back of your mind, and that's probably going to occur, you know, with the next 24 to 48 hours.
Right.
And then the Russians have to decide what do they want to retaliate on. And the thing, Mark, is you're now on an escalation ladder. And when you get on an escalation ladder in national security, make sure you know the rung you're going to get off on. Because you don't want to take it to the final conclusion. So right now they're on an escalation ladder. So it depends what the Russians do, how many rungs up the escalation ladder they're going to climb, and then how do you get off it?
Well, that's my question to you. How do you get off it? I mean, is there a situation, I think a lot of people have said, and I've said this before when it comes to the aid to Ukraine, it didn't seem like it is a winnable war against Russia. Does this make it more seem like it's a winnable war for Zelensky?
Well, I think it gives him a lot more options. And that's what you want to do. And you want to bring it to a point where the risk profile is high and you make sure that the pain level is high enough that one of the sides wants to quit. You know, President Trump the other day, he actually said it today on TV too, if you listen to him. But he talked about, and I always do this, you know, it's, you know, if you go to a hockey game, like you go to St. Louis Blues or somewhere like that, you know, if there's a fight on the ice and they drop gloves, what happens is the ref always waits till one of them goes to the ice. And then he jumps in and starts to separate him. You know, maybe that's where we're at. Maybe you want to both, if you want to keep killing yourselves, fine. But it'll reach a point where, and basically tell both sides, when you get tired of killing each other, give us a call. You got
right.
my phone number.
Yeah, and I did hear him say that. In fact, I'm going to let you go, and I really appreciate you coming on here. I've missed you quite a bit, and I know you're real busy in your role. But I did hear the analogy that he offered, and I think it's on point here this afternoon. So, General Keith Kellogg, thank you so much for coming on this afternoon. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Available anytime, buddy.
All right, I appreciate it. Thank you. He's been great to us over the years, actually. So let me play the soundbite that he's sort of referring to. And he was talking about Putin this morning.
Something happened a couple of days ago, and now they do a return, and, you know, here it goes. It's not good. He's unhappy about it. I'm unhappy about it. But I think eventually we're going to be successful in stopping the bloodshed. It's pure bloodshed. 5,000-6,000 young soldiers a week are being killed.
One of the things that he has emphasized is we got to stop the killing, right? Stop the killing. Think about all these young men and women, I'm sure, who are just being killed. So here's the analogy.
Sometimes you see two young children fighting like crazy. They hate each other and they're fighting in a park. And you try and pull them apart. They don't want to be pulled. Sometimes you're better off letting them fight for a while and then pulling them apart. And I gave that analogy to Putin yesterday. I said, President, maybe you're going to have to keep fighting and suffering a lot because both sides are suffering before you pull them apart, before they're able to be pulled apart. But it's a pretty known analogy. You have two kids, they fight. Sometimes you let them fight for a little while. You see it in hockey, you see it in sports. The referees let them go for a couple of seconds, let them go for a little while before you pull them apart. And maybe, and I said it, and maybe that's a negative because we're saying go, but a lot of bad blood. There's some bad blood.
The problem, I think the analogy works, but the problem is that in the meantime, a lot of people are getting killed. So he was asked specifically, is there a deadline for Putin here?
When I see the moment when we're not going to make a deal, when this thing won't stop,
is there a deadline?
In that moment, yeah, it's in my brain, the deadline.
Okay, and that's what he said about that. Now, his brain is probably full of other things because of this battle with Elon Musk that's going on today, and we'll get you updated on that as we move along the show. We got Sue's News coming up. We'll lighten the load and maybe put us in a better mood with Sue coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.